Today we discuss Canto 10, Chapter 1, text number 52 and 53.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naranjaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiryaye nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati ruttamas loke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki.
ஊக்கம் கரோச்சி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கை தேகிரம் யத் கிருபா தமஹம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீ குருன் தீனதாரணம் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யேஸ்வரம் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. டென்த் சாப்டர், டென்த் கேண்டோ, டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 54 ஆஃப் சாப்டர் 52 அண்ட் 53 ஆஃப் சாப்டர் 1 52. There is no purport, so I will read the text and translation, then we all will read text number 53, which is displayed here.
Evam vimrushyatam papam yavad atmani darshanam பூஜையாமாச வை ஷோரிர் பஹுமான புரஹஸ்ஸரம்.
வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங் டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்பட் பை ஜெகத்குரு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத். ஜெகத்குரு ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கி பிரசன்னவதனாம்பூஹா பிரசன்னவதனாம்பூஜா
வாசுதேவ. Vasudev, who externally presented himself as if very happy. Nishamam, unto the most cruel. Nirapatrapam, shameless Kamsa. Manasa, with the mind. Duyamanena, which was full of anxiety and sorrow. Vihasan, smiling externally. Idam abravit, and spoke as follows. Translation: Vasudeva's mind was full of anxiety because his wife was facing danger. But in order to please the cruel, shameless and sinful Kamsa, he externally smiled and spoke to him as follows. Purport: Sometimes one must act duplicitously in a dangerous position, as Vasudev did to save his wife. The material world is complicated, and to execute one's duties, one cannot avoid adopting such diplomacy. Vasudev did everything possible to save his wife for the sake of begetting Krishna. This indicates that one may act duplicitously for the purpose of saving Krishna and his interests. According to the arrangement already foretold, Krishna was to appear through Vasudeva and Devaki to kill Kamsa. Vasudeva, therefore, had to do everything to save the situation. Although all the events were pre-arranged by Krishna, a devotee must try his best to serve the purpose of Krishna. Krishna himself is all-powerful, but it is not that a devotee should therefore sit idly and leave everything to him. This instruction is also found in Bhagavad Gita. Although Krishna was doing everything for Arjuna, Arjuna never sat down idly as a non-violent gentleman. Rather, he tried his best to fight the battle and be victorious.
Om Agnanatimirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Please accept my obeisances. You all are quite senior devotees. I am only trying to speak a few words what Prabhupada has made me to speak. So kindly excuse if any mistakes are there. Canto 10 is having 90 chapters. This is the biggest canto which we have in Bhagavatam. Chapters 1 to 4 talk about Brahma's prayers and the appearance of Krishna. 5 to 39 is the Vrajalila, in which chapters 29 to 33 are special Rasa Pancha Adhyaya. This Rasa Leela is clearly explained in chapters 29 to 33, the five chapters. Pastimes in Yamuna of Krishna and Akura's prayers are described in chapter 40. Mathura Leela, the pastimes in Mathura are described in chapters 41 to 51. In that, chapter 47, Brahmara Gitam is very significant. Then we have the Dwaraka Leela, which is from chapter 52 to 90. Prabhupada advises us, instructs us, warns us that chapter 10 should not be read selectively. That is, unless a person has read chapter 1 to 9, he should not jump to 10 just to read the Leelas of Krishna. This will only give a sort of wrong impression about Krishna. Unless he understands thoroughly about the position of Krishna, about the greatness of Krishna, he cannot understand the pastimes of Krishna. In order to make a general public aware of the Krishna Leelas and enjoy Krishna Leelas, Prabhupada has made a separate book, Krishna. So, we have to clearly bear in mind that we should not jump to chapter 10 and start reading and understanding that Krishna Leelas were so nice and all that. But there is every possibility that the wrong ideas may enter. That's why this is the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada, that we have to study up to 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and then enter 10th canto. Without reading, we should not actually attempt to read chapter 10, canto 10. So, these 70 plus 20, 90 chapters are very, very important to know about Krishna. But if our mind is filled with greed, lust, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, anger, and all these, lust, anger and greed mainly, we can never understand Krishna. Kansa is in that position. His mind is filled with all these demonic qualities. In this chapter, as we have read, Vasudev is very respectfully presenting his proposal to Kamsa. What proposal he has got? Why he has to so respectfully, he has to literally pray to Kamsa? We can just see from the beginning of the chapter. After finishing off various details and very nice explanation about dynasties, Parikshit Maharaj asks, please explain about the Leelas, the pastimes of Krishna. How Krishna appeared and why his brother, Sankarsana, he has appeared as Balaram much before Krishna, and all that related questions. This will go on up to 12, text 12. Then, the explanation starts from the great person, Sukadev Goswami. He explains about the greatness of Krishna and pastimes, starting from the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. Before that, he explains how the Mother Earth approaches Brahma, and then how they go to the Milky Ocean and pray to Vishnu for saving. Mother Earth, due to the heaviness of the sinful activities and the sinners on this planet, she feels very, very uncomfortable and feels that these people should be eliminated, removed from the earth. So immediately she goes to Brahma. He is the easily approachable in our universe. He is the secondary creator. So the Mother Earth goes to him and tells him, please, somehow you do something to remove these sinners, cruel rulers who are ruling on this earth. Brahma says, I can't do anything, we have to approach the Supreme Lord. So all along with Shivaji goes to the Milky Ocean, the shore of the Milky Ocean, and start praying. Brahma gets into Samadhi and he was deeply praying to the Supreme for solving this problem. Then Brahma gets the indication that Krishna in original form is going to appear and all demigods also should prepare themselves and appear, take birth in Vraja. So Brahma realizes all this and tells all the demigods, you see, the Supreme Lord is going to appear. You all should take different positions as required to assist Krishna and take part in the pastimes of Krishna. Come on, be ready, quick. So, one by one, they come and take the different positions, take birth. So the Mother Earth is pacified like this and Mother Earth goes back and all are waiting. What will happen? Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Vasudev, after the marriage with Devaki, started to go to his place, but Devaki's brother Kansa, he was so affectionate to his sister, so he says, your chariot I will ride. He takes the reins and sits as the driver of the chariot and he starts driving. Devaki's father gives so much of opulence to Vasudev and you all know, while Kansa was driving, then there is a sudden Akashavani. The unembodied voice tells Kansa, Kansa, the person you are driving is going to have the eighth child which will kill you. Kansa becomes stern, angry, and he says, this Devaki's eighth child is going to kill me. I will kill Devaki immediately. He takes out his big sword and moves towards his sister who was so affectionate. Until a moment back, he was having so much of very loving, affectionate discussion and he himself was taking the reins and he was driving the chariot. This is the quality of the demon. What they do when they become very angry, when they become cruel, nobody can expect. So Kansa wanted to kill, taking out his big dragon. He wants to kill. Now Immediately Vasudeva says, you see, just married, kindly have some mercy. You see, he starts telling about the soul, transmigration and all that. Kansa doesn't understand. He was moving. I have to kill Devaki. She is going to give birth. I will kill. I will finish off. Then there is no question of any birth and anybody killing me. Then Vasudev gets the idea. This fellow is not understanding. Now I will tell him that all the children I am going to give to him, present him, so that he can kill. So with this idea, now he starts preparing, presenting the proposal. Next slokas, next text, we see what he proposes and how the reaction from Kansa and all that. Though we know, but when we read from the Bhagavatam, it is very, very sweet and very touching the heart. So with this background, actually Vasudev, even though he was very much, actually inside he was having anger, and also he was also afraid, and he wanted to save his wife. He was thinking all that, but outside he shows a smiling face and he says, you see, that is the next sloka, which is 54. He says, you see, I am going to offer you all the children who are born to you. The danger is from the children, not from Devaki. Why do you want to kill Devaki? So this logic actually, he appreciates. Kansa understands, yes. So you are going to give, you are promising, okay, no problem. So this is the way we have to handle the cruel people. Or when we go for the preaching, when some atheists are present, we should also act in such a way that they are pleased, so that they can understand us. Prabhupada has many such incidents where he will very cleverly, very intelligently make the people who are very cruel, very, very much against God, make them understand. And he had put them onto the platform of Krishna consciousness. He brought them to Krishna consciousness. Actually, if we don't have faith, we cannot understand God. Here, one small story. A very wealthy lady was there. She wanted to make her portrait picture, full picture. So she approaches one painter. That painter was very, very poor. So the lady asks him, how much you want to charge for making my picture, portrait picture? That fellow says, okay, give me $500. Says, okay, no problem, but if you make, I can give you much more. If you make nicely, I can give you much more. So the painter works day and night and makes very nice picture. Then he informs the rich lady that the picture is ready. You can just have a look. If you want any modification to be done, I can just make it. So the lady comes. She was having a very costly purse, and on that it is written, God's gift. God's gift. She was holding in her hands. And the painter shows the picture. Please see how it's. The lady feels so happy. She says, oh, so nice. So nicely you have made. you are poor, so I want to help you. Take this God's gift. It is written here on this purse, God's gift. Take. The painter looks and says, this purse is having this God's gift. I don't believe in God. God, I don't believe. It is my hands, it is my brain, it is my hard work which actually is making me to draw the pictures. He says, so what do you want? He says, this purse is of no use. You give me $500. He says, take this purse. He says, no. You give me $500. He says, okay, you are adamant. So she gives $500 and goes away. While entering home, after entering home, she gives the purse to her assistant and says, please count how much money is there inside the purse. That assistant keeps on counting and says, $20,000. Yes, this fellow didn't have faith in God. When I told him this is the gift of the God, that fellow refused to accept, and he wanted only a few $500 only. This is what actually happens when we don't have any faith in God. We'll be losing many, many things. But simply knowing Shastra also doesn't actually lead us anywhere. One guru was having his disciples. They were all learning the Shastras very nicely. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna. All disciples, very nice. Oh, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Always remember Krishna. Disciples say, yes. Each one of you explain the sloka. Each one explains very nicely. The Guru is very happy. Then Guru speaks about Bhagavad Gita and he tells about the presence of Krishna everywhere. Then they all appreciate, they all tell slokas, they all recite the slokas so nicely. Somehow the Guru was feeling that these fellows are really not getting the subject. They are able to recite, but it is not touching their heart. So I should teach them nice lesson. So one day when Ekadasi was there, he tells all the disciples, you see, today is Ekadasi, no food. We have these bananas. Each one of you take one banana and you eat in such a way that nobody notices you. Nobody will be able to see you. You should eat. When nobody is able to find you, when nobody is seeing you, you should eat. You should eat unnoticedly. Everyone takes. There was a shepherd who was taking care of the sheep. Many times he will be listening and understanding. So that guru calls him also. Oh, you also come. He says, yes, yes, master. Take this banana and you eat where nobody will be able to see you. He says, yes, yes, I will try. So next day, all the disciples again assemble. After assembling, the guru asks him, okay, tell me how you ate the banana which I gave you yesterday. That man says, oh Guruji, when I was taking dip in the river, I went inside the water with the banana and came out having taken the banana inside the stomach. I said, oh, very good. Has anybody seen you? He says, no, nobody has seen. I just took the dip inside the water and that's all. Banana has gone inside.
He says, very good, intelligent. What about you? The other person says, oh, master, I went behind the bush, those bush which are grown up to this level. So I hid myself behind the bush and watched everywhere. Nobody is there. So I ate the banana. He says, oh, wonderful, very good. Like that, everyone started telling. Then, whose banana is this? Yesterday I distributed all the bananas to all of you. One banana is left out. Have you eaten or not? Yes, I have eaten. Have you eaten? Yes, yes, yes. Then they looked at that shepherd who was taking care of the sheep. Then the guru says, oh, what about you? I gave you yesterday this banana. Have you eaten? Then he says, he comes near and says, I was really searching a place where Krishna, the Supreme Lord, will not be able to see me. I was searching and searching and searching. I didn't find any place. So, because you told me that I should eat without anybody noticing, I couldn't find a place, so I returned it. Guru says, this man has understood the presence of the Supreme God. And you people, you recite the mantras, you recite Vedas, you recite Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, but you don't really understand in the heart. You have not actually digested it. You have not implemented it. That's why when I told you to eat the banana without anybody noticing you, you simply chose your own ways, your own plans, and you have eaten. This is exactly what we also do it. We read, but we really don't implement them. So, practically, in our life, we will be missing many times. And we will be actually in the Maya only. If we don't remember Krishna always, then we are always in connection with Maya. We have to have the connection either with Maya or with the Supreme. If we want to get connected to the Supreme, then we have to leave the connection of Maya. Then only we can get connected. It is just like when we want to fill a bottle with milk, the air which is there inside, that should go out. If air doesn't go out, milk cannot go inside. In our heart, when we have the attachment with material things, then the attachment with Krishna actually doesn't develop. So, Krishna's presence, we have to feel. Only we can really feel when all these material attachments, material things, material bondages are removed from our heart. Now the question is, we are born with so many bondages, and how to come out, how to purify ourselves. The best way given in Srimad Bhagavatam is Srunvatam Swakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridayanta Stokhya Bhadrani Vidunoti Sukhrutsatam. When we 1 to 17, when we actually listen to Krishna's pastimes, Srunvatam Swakada Krishna, when we are listening to the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna being present in our heart, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanancha, Krishna is present in our heart and He is giving the memory, He is giving the intelligence, He is the one who is doing all that, who is giving. So Krishna is present. When we are listening very carefully the Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's leelas, Krishna is present, then Krishna sees that, yes, this fellow is listening carefully. So Krishna takes the charge. Sunvatam Svakada Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanaha Hudayantastohi Abhadrani. The Abhadra, the obstructions, Krishna himself will remove it. So we have to listen carefully to the Krishna's pastimes, and we have to actually tell, we have to speak Krishna's pastimes to as many people as possible, so that we remember, we comprehend, and we will never forget. The presence of Krishna only, remembering the presence of Krishna everywhere, always remembering Krishna only makes us to fight against the Maya. Otherwise, it is impossible. The lust which is present in us will only go when we keep on listening and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very carefully, intensely. The greatness of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra we can understand with the small story here. Some people must have already heard this, but still it is worth listening again. Pandavas, after defeating the Kauravas, they come back and started ruling. One day, one old, thin, sick man comes inside the king's palace, Yudhishthira's palace, and he says, I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj, take me to the king, Yudhishthira. Then Sahadev comes and says, oh man, wait here, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the king Yudhishthira is very busy, he cannot see you. Whatever problems are there, you tell me. No, I saw some strange things. Very strange things I saw. I want to tell Yudhishthira Maharaj. Oh, you can tell me. I can answer you. No, I want to tell Yudhishthira Maharaj, and I want to ask him how these things are happening. He said, Yudhishthira Maharaj is very busy. Kindly tell me. So that man starts explaining. I saw one lady taking out water from the well, and the pot was full with water. She poured the water into four small pots, and after some time she poured back all the four pots into the original big pot, and to the surprise she found that it is only half. It was initially full. She poured into four pots, and after some time when she poured back into the big pot, the pot was only half. How this thing has happened? Sahadev says, oh, I just don't understand what you are saying. How it can happen, I don't know. Then let us go to our brother. Then they go to the immediate brother of Sahadev. Yeah. So now he starts explaining. You see, I want to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj because I have seen very peculiar things, and I want to ask Yudhishthira Maharaj why these things have happened. Then the same question is asked. He says, you see, Maharaj is very busy. Kindly tell me. Nakul says, kindly tell me. You cannot meet Maharaj now. So he starts explaining to Nakul. You see, when I was coming, I saw this scarecrow which is installed in the field. It is eating the grains from the field. Scarecrow eating? Oh, I don't understand. Then let us go to being.
So all go to being.
And this man says, I want to meet Yudhishthira again. Again, Bhim says, no, no, you can't meet. You tell me your problem, I can answer. Bhim, I saw very big elephant passing through the needle, the hole of the needle. Big elephant is passing, but the tail got stuck up. How this thing has happened? Bhim says, big elephant passes through the hole of the needle, but this tail is stuck up? I don't understand. Then he says, let us go to Arjuna. He is the cleverest of all. So they go to Arjuna. And again this man says, you see, I want to explain you very strange things, but you have to explain me why this thing has happened. He says, okay, you tell me. Now, says, I saw one small boy. He tied a small thread around a mountain. And he is pulling the mountain. He's pulling. I say, hey boy, what is that you are doing? Somehow you just tied it. It looks, whether you have tied to the mountain or not, we don't know. You are trying to pull it. Mountain will fall down. What sort of thing you are doing? And that fellow is pulling. Surprisingly, that whole mountain fell down and broke into pieces. How this thing has happened? Then all the four brothers, they were stunned. They said, okay, you wait here. We go to Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and we will explain this to him, and if he permits, then you can come inside. You can explain again. Then these four will go. They have gone to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And immediately they started explaining, brother, O king, now this man, one fellow had come, he is like this, and he is explaining all this, describing these strange things. And he wants to know why this thing has happened. Yudhishthira Maharaj immediately says, oh, this man has come. Catch him. Don't allow him. Let us see. So all the five started searching for the person. They said, you kindly wait here. That man is not there. Then all started searching. They could not find him. So they come back. Yudhishthira Maharaj explains, this man is Kali. Kali means cheating, injustice, cruelty, all these demonic qualities. He has entered. Then one by one they ask, the brothers ask him, you kindly explain what actually it means. A mother gives the love to all the children, all the four children equally. And when she becomes old, these four children together cannot even give half of the love, cannot even show half of the love to their mother. This is what is going to happen in Kali Yuga. Okay, then what about this scarecrow eating? Yudhishthira Maharaj explains, in Kali Yuga, these people, the protectors, they will become the actual looters of the honest people. He said, yes, very bad. Then, what about this elephant passing through? Big thieves will be left out and only small thieves will be caught. That's what is the significance of this elephant passing through the needle, a hole of the needle, and the tail is stuck up. Then they say, oh king, then what about this? The boy has taken a thread and wrapped around the mountain and he is trying to pull it down. Says, yes, that is the greatness of Kali Yuga. When Krishna's name is taken, the big mountain-like sinful activities will be nullified. They will be crushed. They will be demolished. So, even though this Kali Yuga, this Kali era has got so many bad things, but the wonderful thing is, in Kali Yuga, when Krishna's name is taken, then automatically everything, all the sinful activities will be vanishing. If we take the name of Krishna, definitely the sinful activities will vanish, will come down, will be nullified, will become zero. Prabhupada explains, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful that it can destroy anybody's sinful activities. That's why we have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra carefully and continuously, intensely, without the offenses. Definitely our heart will be purified, we will go back to Godhead. There is absolutely no doubt about this. So, we have to have total faith in Krishna and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that we will definitely become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I stop here. If you have any questions, doubts, you can just ask me so that we can discuss.
Story you narrated. So, where is nature? Story you narrated now. The Pandavas, fully told the Pandavas, they asked you this question.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember many of the senior devotees explaining this. I remember that Prabhuji from Kanpur, what is his name? Oh, Prabhu, he also explained. Yeah, I think it is coming. The source, I really don't know. But I have heard from many senior devotees explaining about this. Any other thing. So if you don't have any questions, we stop here. Gandhara Srimad Mahabhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.